Sure, in the past, they...
Drug it.
Okay.
Dragged it.
Okay. All right, both are all right. And then something might be used to break up ground. A farmer would use this.
Plow.
All right. And then something that's used to break up the ground in even smaller pieces.
Farrow.
All right. Or a harrow.
Harrow.
Yeah. And something you put logs on. You saw logs. You put them up on a...
horse.
Okay. Now, is there any difference in your mind between a horse and a buck, and a saw buck?
No.
That's the same.
In fact, I'm not familiar with saw buck.
Okay. Well, that's usually shaped. That's why they call a $10 bill a sawbuck, because it's, you know, they're shaped like
mm-hmm.
an X.
Mm-hmm.
You might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
All right, and you sharpen a razor on a razor.
Strap.
Okay, and a you might kind of. And this is another name for a bullet. You might say it was a bullet, or you might say it was a blank.
Cartridge.
Kind of a playground device. The children, one sits on either end of it.
Seesaw.
All right, and when children are doing this, you say they are...
seesawing.
All right. And some a limber plank between saw horses, for example.
Mm-hmm. It's a jogging board.
Okay. How about a name for a homemade merry-go-round? A flying jenny?
Yes.
Is that...
flying jenny.
Uh-huh.
But I always thought of a flying jenny as the same thing as a merry-go-round.
I mean,
like you'd say a flying jenny at the fair.
I see. Okay, good. Next to a stove, there might be a small a container for coal. What would that be called?
Is that a bin?
Well, this would be something you could carry.
A scuttle.
Okay. And at the stove, the smoke goes up the...
chimney or flue.
All right. Would you...
Or stovepipe.
Okay. That's the same thing as a flue. You
mm-hmm.
use that interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
This has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow?
Sure. And then something a farmer might use out in the field for sharpening a scythe or some might hold in his hand to sharpen a
file.
Something used to sharpen knives with a treadle.
I know that it's a wheel.
Yeah.
Grinding wheel.
Okay, fine. And the vehicle people drive is a...
automobile.
Okay. Would you usually call it that?
Car.
Okay. And you take the car in to the service station, and you have them, they put it up on a rack, and they get underneath it, they...
service it.
Yeah, when they shoot that stuff up there, you say they...
lubricate.
That's what I mean, but it's called something else. To what the car, to... or you do it to a pan when you're cooking. You put
grease.
Sure, and if a surface is awfully slippery, you might say it's awfully
greasy.
Yeah, and when you take the car to the service station, you have to check the water and the
oil.
And they used to burn this in lamps before
kerosene.
All right, and they've just built the boat. Now they're going to push it down in the water. You say they're going to
launch.
Mm-hmm. And in a tire, inside a tire that used to hold the air.
Tube.
Uh-huh. And a small craft used on a river, let's say, with two oars.
A rowboat.
Uh-huh. And someone says, when do you plan to go? And the answer is today. You say, today.
I will go today.
I am.
Am going today.
All right. And we...
are going today.
All right. And you... if someone's passing out... some food or something, and it seems that they've skipped you, they've passed you up, you might ask, am to get some,
am I?
That's it, exactly. Am I?
Going to get some?
Yes, would you say the whole thing?
Am I going to get some?
All right, now change that from I to they.
Are they going to get some?
Okay.